So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. What's going on, gym owners? Trev Bucherri here, and welcome to Gym Profit Rocket Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. And today we're going to be talking about how to follow up like a beast, because follow up is where all the money is. That's where it is. Follow up is what's going to bring you to the bank. So let me start off here with a definition. What is follow-up? Follow-up is a continuation or repetition of contact. It's basically this. We have leads coming into our business, potential buyers coming into our business all the time, whether it be through a referral, whether it be through a walk-in, several different areas, advertisements on Facebook, all right? And our job is to actually follow up with them so we have the opportunity to offer them services and products which they're going to purchase, come into our world, and add revenue to our business so we can grow our business. That's what it is. The treasure is in the follow-up. Just to give you a bit of history with my follow-up in my business here, I started running ads in 2013 through Google and through Facebook, and this was actually to advertise our 6-week 20-pound challenge. Now, that's been our staple program since 2013, and the way we used to do it, there wasn't really much competition out there. So we would get a bunch of leads coming in. We would actually flush them into a large group sales consult by basically sending them 1 to 2 messages. That was our follow-up, 1 to 2 text messages. If we didn't hear from them anymore, then great, they were lost. Okay, we would bring them into the large group setting and we'd sell them. And it was doing well, but I was really closing about 40 to 50% of the room. Now, when there's 25 to 50 to 60 to 70 people in there and you're selling between 10 and 35 or more in an evening, well, that's fine. But what about every person who did not schedule, to come in for that appointment? And what about the people who did not purchase? All right, looking back at the way I'm doing it now, we would be following up with all those people who did not schedule for a group seminar. And the people who did come into the group seminar that did not purchase, we'd have a follow-up sequence, campaign of messages to follow up with them as well, so we could continue to convert those people that we've actually paid for or were given as a reference, to make sure that we get them in to have the opportunity to sell our services to them. The whole idea is that we could have been doing way better. There were many opportunities slipping through the cracks. And what I wanted was to better take advantage of this opportunity because I saw it happening. Now, the business was doing very, very well, but I saw this happening and I was like, I'll take care of it later because we're selling enough. We're making great money. Could be making more, but hey, it's still flowing. That's where I was. But truly what I wanted was I wanted more security and dependency on what I was doing. I wanted more long-term, feel good. I wanted more long-term, a sense that, this is going to be successful. This is not just something that's going to come and go. And I really didn't have that. I really didn't have that at the time. And I didn't have that until I was really forced to go in that situation. So everything changed for me when pretty much lead response changed. That was it. Again, I was forced to respond when the market changed. Lead response changed. We were still getting the same number of leads. Let's just say we're getting 100 leads. And before we were actually getting 30 to 40 people to show up. Now we were getting 8 to 15 people to show up with those same 100 leads. We were making less appointments and we were getting less show ups. And I had no clue what was going on other than the fact that, hey, it's the competition. There's more competition out there. That must be what's going on. That was my answer. But in my eyes, I thought that our follow up system was good. I said, hey, there's competition. This is just how it is. Our system is still good. I thought that what was working back then was always going to work. And it continued, and it made sense to continue doing what we were doing because it was always going to work. What I've learned in business is that business changes, methods change, and hence why tracking our metrics and tracking our numbers to be able to identify those is absolutely crucial. So I thought it was the program. You know, going into it and we saw our numbers start dropping, I'm like, you know what? Maybe the program has fizzled out, you know? But the fact is that the program was still converting well. We still had a 90% success rate with our 20-pound challenge, which we still have today. It's unheard of. It's crazy, you know? But I thought it was the program. So I started doing all these different programs and running things differently, and we were still getting the same problem. We'd get a bunch of leads and we would not convert them. We wouldn't be able to convert them into appointments. We wouldn't be able to get them to show up. And that was our dilemma right there, you know? And I spoke to a bunch of my colleagues who, you know, around the industry who were also doing a 6-week 20-pound challenge as well, and they were having the same exact thing happen. They were having a lack of conversion. They were getting leads, all right, and they were just not converting. In fact, some of them were having a trouble with leads as well. So the whole thing seemed like it was kind of crumbling. And I really just took a step back at that point, you know, because I've been studying human behavior and values, human values in terms of what people have most important to them really deems their behavior. Whatever's most important to us really just governs how and why we behave certain ways. And I started looking into, you know, what people want, how people wanted to be treated, how people wanted to be communicated with. And then I started looking at what we were doing and what we weren't doing. And what I do know with that situation is that every single person wants to be loved. Every person wants to be appreciated for exactly who they are. Every person wants to feel special and feel individualized. And we were treating people very transactionally. We were communicating very transactionally. What time can you come in for an appointment? That's it. No relationship build, no value. You know, and I looked at my stats and I realized that the reason that we were getting a loss here, the reason why we were getting a loss in the number of appointments and conversions was because of how we were speaking with people. And also how many times we were speaking with people. Like I said, I was following up with 1 to 2 messages. That's it. Sometimes it was one. All right, so that's how many times. But how? Again, we were doing it transactionally. We were not focused on the relationships. And that's really where my focus went. My plan was focus on building relationships of trust through delivering value. All right. So what does delivering value look like? Delivering value really looks like delivering content, usable content that someone can actually get in their hands, apply, and benefit from greatly. You know, that is what's going to build trust. That's how you build a relationship of trust from afar. And that's what we were not doing whatsoever. So, you know, once I actually, you know, looked at that focus and started really just diving into that, I researched what else I was missing with follow-up. And really based on my findings, I just wanted to change how we were actually talking to our potential buyers and started to really delve into the structure of the human communication realm. How can I, in very few words, develop that level of care, that depiction and that perception of care that we truly care about the person, we truly want to help them, and we're there for them? How can I do that? That was my plan. And when I researched into the stats of follow-up in terms of how people were doing it, you know, who was successful with it, I came across some staggering stats. I want to share them with you here. So please bear with me while I'm digging through here. So first things first, 48% of people never follow up with a lead. 48%. All right, so that means the person next to you is not following up one time with a lead. Hey, here you go. Here's a referral. 48% of people are not following up with that person. That's insane. 44% of people give up after one attempt. 25% make 2 attempts, 2 touch points, and then they stop. 12% make 3 and then they stop. And only 10% make more than 3 touch points. Now, here's the most staggering thing. I just said 10% make more than 3 touch points. Guess what? 80% of sales occur between touch point number 5 and number 12. That's staggering. So again, 80% of sales are happening between touch point number 5 and number 12. And I just said 10% of salespeople make 3 contacts or more. That's insane. There's so much money left on the table. And that's just what I discovered with it. And, you know, when I saw these stats, I was disgusted and I was inspired at the same time. It was kind of just like, how much money have I left on the table? And at the same time, I was like, wow, how much revenue potential do I actually have in my business? It's not the program. It's the way we're doing things. We haven't changed with the expectation of times. People have inundation, you know, through social media. They're getting advertised and pitched so many times now, much, much more than they were 5-8 years ago. I believe it's like I think 1,500 different actual touch points from different companies throughout the day, compared to less than 100 5 years ago. All right. And, you know, I think those stats are close. They might be a little bit off. There's a lot of different interpretations of that, but it is really close. And that means that in order to stand out, we have to act differently. We have to do things in a different manner to be heard, or else we're just going to blend in with everyone else. And that's what was happening. I had been doing it all wrong. You know, and I very quickly realized that there was basically a ton of areas that I was missing out on, a ton of areas in the business. Now, not only was I missing out on the leads coming in through social media and everything like that, but I was missing out on people coming in through walk-ins, website inquiries, referrals. If we held an event and we collected leads, they weren't being followed up with properly. If we had a buddy week, which we do, where we bring people in, we allow people to bring guests in, they weren't being followed up with properly. People who were supposed to show up for an appointment who didn't show weren't being followed up with. People who did show and didn't buy weren't being followed up with. People who came in and did buy weren't being followed up with to prevent buyer's remorse. There were so many different things that were happening that I was not doing, that I was just missing a massive amount of money. I was missing massive opportunity to bring more revenue into my business and more clients in my business and ultimately help more people. And, you know, it was challenging. It was so, so challenging. And the whole challenge at the end of the day and the answer was to create a solution for all these holes. And it was a little overwhelming. Because, you know, as I swallowed that, I was like, there are so many holes. There are so many holes. And just the ones that I just labeled out right there, you know, I ended up finding 23 different holes. And I said, wow, how am I going to plug all these? What am I going to make? I didn't know what I was going to do or how I was going to do it, but I just started digging away. And once I did that, you know, I began applying my methods manually. And boom, it worked. And what I mean by that is this: for every one of those 23, issues, holes, we'll just say challenges, I created a campaign, a sequence of messages as far as how they want to be followed up with, and made sure that they actually tied in to other campaigns as well. If they didn't answer, they'd go into this campaign. If they didn't answer, they'd go into this campaign. All right, that's how it is now. But what I did was originally I came up with 23 different challenges, 23 different solutions. And I started actually running these manually. If I got, you know, a lead coming through Facebook, I would put them into the lead campaign and it would follow up with them. Okay. And like I said, I was doing this manually. Every single message I was sending manually, and it was converting. It was converting like crazy. And since then, I've literally eaten, breathed, and slept follow-up. It's just been everything for me, just refining the solutions for every area I see an opportunity for in my business, not only for outside people coming in, but also actually focusing on second money. The further I've delved in, you know, the focus is now moving towards automation. How can I automate that? You know, because the system was great. The system was awesome. Like I said, when I was doing it manually, it was converting. And for the first time, I was like, there are the conversions right there. We're getting the leads, but they're not converting. Now they are. Now they're converting. And the system, like I said, was great, but it was exhausting. There was so much time on manual logistics. You know, okay, great. I got this person to respond. Cool. I have to move them out of this spreadsheet list, put them into this spreadsheet list. Now I need to load them into the next campaign and send the first message of that one. And then if they don't respond in 24 hours, I got to send the second message. And if they don't respond in another 36 hours, I got to send the third message. And it was manual like that. It was very logistically consuming. All right. But it was converting. So I didn't really care. I was doing it. But again, at that point, my focus really came to auto, because automation, like I was talking about, where it's like, okay, there's 12 messages in this campaign and they're all timed out and they shoot out automatically. Now, if they don't respond in that particular campaign, they're automatically moved to campaign number two. That makes sense. And if they do respond, then they're actually shot over to the response campaign, which is trying to get them into an appointment. And if they don't respond to that, then they go back into another campaign to get them to respond to shoot an appointment. And it's all based upon how can I make it automated so I can actually create more time for my sales team. All right. And basically the sales team, their responsibility is to call, set appointments, and sell. And that was the only thing I wanted them to focus on, because if I could do that, I could enable them to produce. And that's what I really, really wanted to just consume myself with. So overall, what this has done for me, first and most importantly, this saved my business. It literally saved my business. And follow-up for me is not scary and mysterious anymore. You know, it's honestly, it's fun, it's profitable, it's extremely profitable, and it's eye-opening. It's a whole new level of marketing, you know, and I've been able to actually create an auto follow-up management system which completely runs my entire sales business now. It runs my business from that sales standpoint to where now my sales team can focus on just calling the people who have not responded through text or email or the other mediums through social media that we're reaching out on automatically. They set those appointments and they sell. And that's it. They've been able to really just expand the revenue that they're bringing into the business. They're able to really expand the revenue that they're putting into their pockets. All right. And it's really just also given us a new dynamic on second money. I mentioned second money before. What's second money? It's the second sale. Let's just say you sell someone into a membership and you have a high level of training. And then you have, you know, live events that teach about specific topics. And then you have high level coaching. And then you have, you know, submersion programs, you know, travel submersion programs or whatever your value ladder looked like. Now we actually have automated systems which follow up with our clients on that to basically offer them and pitch them second products. So we can actually get people into our higher programs, get people better results. And that is it. That is it right there. That has been so clutch for me in terms of why follow-up is so huge and basically how to turn into a follow-up beast. Because this tragedy to where my business all of a sudden was not converting, that's what happened to me, is that all of a sudden things were going very, very well, and then all of a sudden they weren't. You know what I mean? It just turned off. I had the same number of leads. I wasn't converting. All this money was hemorrhaging. Nothing was coming in. That tragedy, I am grateful for. The tragedy of falling big time brought brand new life into my business. It's given me, it's basically given me a whole new perspective and insight on how to grow my business. And I hope it gave you one as well. Hope you got a ton out of this today. Trev Bucherri here, Jim Profit Rocket Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Have an incredible rest of your day. Take care. For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri, and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.